If you're going abroad and you're traveling outside of the United Kingdom, one thing is needful, and that's an up-to-date passport. A passport is absolutely vital if you're traveling outside of the UK. Maybe you're going on a business trip, or you're going on a mission trip, or you're going on holidays, or you're even emigrating. One thing is needful, one thing is vital, and that's an up-to-date passport. I wonder, have you got a passport in the house? Maybe you're going on holidays and you've booked your tickets, you've booked a place in the hotel, you've booked the time off work, you've got your maybe your vaccinations or your jabs, whatever it is you need to go to a certain country. You might have bought a new suit of clothes, you might have got your toiletry bag packed, your sun cream packed, your medical things packed, even your medical records packed. You've got your suitcase packed, you've got a taxi organized to take you to the airport. You arrive at the airport, you go to the check-in desk, you hand over your tickets, you've got your trolley organized, but no passport. That means you're in trouble. That means you'll not be going to the destination that you've expected to be going to. A passport is absolutely vital. And friends, in this world of ours, it's like we're living in a departure lounge. Someday we will have to embark on the greatest journey of all, the journey that will only take a moment of time, just a step, the journey that leads from this world into the world to come. Now, many, many people think they're going to heaven, and praise God, many people are going to heaven. But we often neglect the reality of the other denomination, heaven's only alternative. And that's hell. Now, you might be a good person in this world. You might have paid all your debts. You might have your funeral plans made. You've picked your hymns. You've spoke to the undertaker. You've got a plot organized in the local cemetery or the church burial ground. You know who's taking part at your funeral. You've settled your debts. You've got a power of attorney, an executor of your will. You've got your will sorted out. Everything's ready and you're ready to go. Your bags are packed. You're in the departure lounge. But can I challenge you? Can I ask you today, do you have your passport? The Lord said in the presence of Mary to Martha, one thing is needful. And the rich young ruler that we read about in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, who boasted of all his ability to keep the law, the Lord said unto him, yet thou lackest one thing. And maybe today that's you. You don't have your passport ready for eternity. Can I ask you, if you were to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ right now, hypothetically speaking, and he was to ask you, why should I allow you into my kingdom? Why should I allow you into heaven? What would your answer be? Would you say, well, I'm a good person. I'm not a bad person. I've done well in life. I said my prayers. I went to a particular church. I believed. I was baptized. I was christened. I was confirmed. I sat at the Lord's table. I taught Sunday school, maybe. I maybe even held office in the church. And sure, everybody's going to heaven. My parents, they were Christians. And all of these wonderful things in your eyes. And yet, one thing thou lackest, a valid passport. What is the passport that we're speaking about? That it gives us a real entitlement to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4, 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can I challenge you? Can I ask you again? Have you got your passport packed? Is Christ your Savior? Do you have Christ in your life? Are you washed in his blood? Are you clothed in his righteousness? What a solemn thing to be in this world, in the departure lounge, knowing that soon you're going to be called to depart. But you don't have a passport for heaven and for home. Get your passport today. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Give your life unreservedly to God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin. Take Christ as your Savior. Ask Him to wash you, cleanse you, forgive you, and believe in Him. And then you'll know, you'll have that assurance of having a passport for heaven. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for listening. Take these matters to heart and make sure that you've got your passport packed. God bless you. See you next time.